For the last 3 years in a row, a global independent research firm, Universum, rated Investec as one of the top three companies in South Africa to work for. So what is it about Investec that makes it a great place to work? To answer this and to give us some insights into Investec's talent attraction strategy and culture, I'm joined now by Nicola Tegger, Global Head of Careers. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the most obvious question. Why is Investec a great place to work at?
So I suppose I'm going to speak to the culture. I know many of the competitors probably have the same value proposition to what they're speaking to at the moment. But I think the proof really is in the pudding around the retention of our current staff and the reason why people stay. So I think our culture is a unique one. It's obviously a founder-led culture, and we're very lucky to have the founders of our organization still with us. And I think this entrepreneurial culture allows a lot of opportunity for people in the organization. A couple of things is the way that growth happens at Investec. Because of the flat hierarchy, people don't have to wait for the next opportunity to be promoted. I think growth happens if you're a performer in our environment and you take the initiative to go and find opportunity to expose yourself and expand the type of responsibility that you take on. I would also say the care for people is incredible at Investec, and I haven't seen it lived like it is at Investec in other organizations. So the fact that we truly view the individual and the fact that we have a huge amount of care and concern for you, not only in your professional capacity, but you in your personal capacity as well. And I suppose that's the thing that makes the culture so authentic for me, is when I walk into Investec through those turnstiles every morning, it's not that I wave goodbye to one side of my personality and say hello to another. You really bring your whole self to the organization and to everything that we do. So I think people create comfort in this, in the fact that they are authentically themselves, are with an organization who strives for success in everything that we do. And I think it therefore pushes a person in your own ability and your ability to perform and grow.
So obviously it's very crucial that you get the right type of people. What is the right fit for Investec?
There's not one specific fit. I think it is in the attitude of the person, which we obviously look for when we have conversations with them. And for us, it's about building a rapport and a relationship with an individual and saying, can we engage with this person? And can they come into our environment and operate on some of the principles or philosophies that are incredibly key to us?
And what are those? Maybe name a few for me.
So I think a person's got to have a level of self-awareness. It's an organization that does not micromanage individuals.
You've got to know what you're good at and how to best perform.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really around bringing in people that can take on feedback, both initiate getting feedback, but also listen to feedback that comes their way and say, how do I adjust in order to do something slightly different? And I think it's also around people that can build relationships. We speak to relationships being the currency of the organization and the way that people get their work done. And so I think people who have a passion for understanding others and connecting with others.
So you're looking for empathetic people, self-starters with an entrepreneurial spirit, am I right?
No, that is correct. I also think it is about people that want to strive and want to succeed. So however you define success is up to you. It's not around climbing the vertical corporate ladder. Mm-hmm. Our ladder is very short. Actually, very flat structured. So I think if you can define success as doing amazing work and learning from clever people around you and expanding your scope of responsibility, then it's the type of place for you.
So what is Investec's strategy to recruit in-demand candidates that are highly sought after?
Ours is a far more proactive approach. So I think when we find the best recruits for the organization, it's where we have proactively started to build a relationship with people. So it's not about a specific role or a specific vacancy to which we're trying to now find a solution. It's about going into the market, networking, engaging with a whole lot of people, and then starting to build an intimate relationship with the individuals that we think may have potential. And I think that what they get out of those relationships is a true understanding of our culture and the types of individuals that we are. And so that by the time that we're actually recruiting on a specific role, they've got a far greater sense and expectation of what Investec is about. And then they're potentially making a very right decision for their own career as well.
Recruitment is a two-way street, and with the employee evaluating the recruiter as much as the recruiter assessing out the candidate. So how important is it to get the right team of people to conduct the interviews?
Incredibly important. So at Investec, the recruitment decision is not made by one person, but a good representation of people that will work with that individual and, I suppose, be part of their success. to have buy-in to the individual right up front in the recruitment process. And so the design of the recruitment process is probably as important as the final decision itself. If we get the design right around who should be in the conversations, what are we looking for to come through in those conversations, how do we debrief through process, which is obviously a key fundamental of how we make decisions at Investec, then if we get the design right up front, the recruitment process is far easier.
And do you ever have one of those tricky situations where a key player really likes a candidate but another doesn't? And how do you handle that?
Absolutely. I mean, at Investec, we know that people can be quite opinionated.
Yes.
So I think it's around getting those people in and facilitating a dialogue. And at some stage, someone will make a final decision. So if you're a person that hasn't supported the decision, as long as you've had your voice heard and shown and given your feedback, at some stage, through good process, we'll get to a stage where people support the decision.
I came across a very interesting saying when I was researching for this podcast, and it said, people join brands and leave managers. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I do. I believe that they join with a certain level of expectation of what that organization can give them and what it will feel like to operate in that organization through whatever, if it may be feedback from people that they know that work there or having done a huge amount of research or having experienced the organization in a different capacity, like being a client of Investec. So I do believe that they choose proactively based predominantly on what you're talking to about the brand. And yes, I actually do. I think one of the more common reasons why people leave organizations is very specifically due to the leadership.
One person.
And Investec, I think it's far less of a risk because absolutely you have a leader that you work with. But in terms of the philosophy of distributed leadership, I think that there are lots of people in teams that hold leadership responsibility, even though they might not have the title.
So what attracted you to Investec in the first place?
So I always held Investec in very high regard. I think it was purely based on being an organization that stayed quite key to the fundamental of what it wanted to deliver to a very niched group of clients. And I love the fact that they tried to be out of the ordinary and kind of a step ahead of competitors in most things. And it didn't seem like they were competing on products. It didn't seem it was an organization that was pushing product to the market or competing exclusively on price. And so I was intrigued based on what is the strategy of this organization and what is the client value proposition and employer value proposition. Just through hearing certain individuals like Stephen on interviews on the radio, and I felt like he was an incredibly authentic leader. And I loved the way that he spoke about being passionate about people and passionate about the culture of the organization.
Are you concerned with the debate around succession and when Stephen Kosoff, who is so fundamental to the values that drive Investec, leaves?
Yes and no. It'll be sad for all of us if Stephen does one day leave, which he will, I'm sure. But it will be sad when that day comes. With that said, am I concerned? No. I think Stephen has created a huge amount of capability in the leadership across the organization and just the people in the organization. I think he has done a huge amount for all of us to kind of live and breathe this culture that he's held so dear.
Mickey, how do you and your team learn from your mistakes, like when a top candidate doesn't accept the role or you hire someone who doesn't make the grade?
The entire recruitment process is leader-led. And I think when we've learned something, so has the leader that we've been working with in that specific process. So if someone has left us to go to a competitor or taken an alternate offer, we really try and take the time to proactively phone that person and ask them if we can have a cup of coffee, not to try and convince them, but really to debrief with them around what was it that made them change their mind or what was the decision based on. Was there anything in the actual recruitment experience that we could have changed? Because candidate experience is hugely important for us. And was there something that we didn't expose that we should have around our organization and who we are? So what was the learning from that perspective?
I'd like to chat a little bit about you and your journey to Investec. Were you always in careers?
Funny story. I wanted to be a banker and actually had studied to potentially look at a career in banking. Ended up in
HR. How ironic.
Yep. Ended up in HR. And so then to get a phone call from an organization that I respected and potentially took me into space, which I was always interested in, and then enabled me to be part of the HR community, it kind of all just fitted into place for me. So I've been here just over 10 and a half years and still feel like I've got a long road ahead of me.
And that seems to be quite commonplace at Investec. Why do you think people stay for longer than average?
Yeah. So we generally see a slightly higher turnover rate kind of in the 0 to 18 months of someone's career. And I think it is because people come in to experience our culture and either you love it or maybe you just don't and this place is not for you. But then we notice in the latter parts of tenure with people, so anyone kind of over 5 years and plus, get stuck at Investec because we find it very difficult to say where else could I operate with the level of autonomy that I do. And so I think people then get into a space where they grow their career within Investec versus having to step out. And mostly we then see people with kind of longer tenures. If they do leave us, they leave us to potentially start their own businesses, which is, I suppose, awesome accolade for Investec. And potentially they even become clients of ours. And so I think our alumni are probably the truer brand ambassadors that we do have in the market.
Nikki, Investec strives to be an iconic brand. That's a large ask. But what role do you think Investec Careers has to play in enabling that?
So we meet with lots of people, and I think we give them a very intimate view of what Investec truly is about. They come to Investec Careers or to Investec with an assumption and an expectation of what the brand is. And that specifically is around our overall corporate positioning in the market and having maybe experienced it from a client perspective. So they come with certain expectations.
Yeah.
What we try and do is ensure that those expectations and the way that we deliver to them are consistent with what our brand promise is. So to reinforce what our brand promise at an overall market level is. But I think we also want to give them an incredibly true and authentic view to what Investec's about. So even if a person is declined from an opportunity perspective at Investec, we at least want their experience to have been a good one. It's a very specific decision for people to come to an organization and come through a process like this, where it really is about yourself. And so I think it is around us having the care and being authentic through that process with individuals, being open and honest, and a lot of the values that we speak to. So I think we take it very seriously, and we're incredibly passionate about the candidate experience.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Nikki, and good luck. You say you think that there's a long road ahead of you. I hope you achieve lots.
Thanks very much.